The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Monday, December 6, 2021. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez on Sunday claimed that the U.S. call for a summit on democracy shows President Joe Biden administration's weakness. On Twitter, Bruno Rodriguez posted that the United States is unable to face discredit and isolation of its foreign policy at the United Nations. According to experts, in the summit to be held virtually on December 9 and 10, Washington will try to impose standards of conduct for surveillance tool exports to certain countries. On Saturday, the Cuban Foreign Ministry's Director General of the United States Department, Carlos Fernandez de Cosío, also disqualified Joe Biden's call. The United States, where democracy is virtual, will hold a virtual summit on democracy. The guest list shows that it is a demagogic practice, de Cosío posted on Twitter, while adding that such a meeting will not solve any of the world's major problems or will clean up Washington's discredited foreign policy. Cuba confirmed this Monday 104 new cases and one death from COVID-19 for a cumulative 963,194 positives and 8,310 deaths since the start of the pandemic in March 2020. Dr. Francisco Duran, National Director of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Public Health, reported that of the total cases detected at the end of December 5, 9 come from abroad, and in 5 they are working to determine the source of contagion. By age group, 12 in those under 20, from 20 to 39, from 40 to 59, and from 60 and over. Duran specified that 533 patients are in health institutions. Of them, 513 with a stable clinical evolution, 11 serious and 9 critical, while 119 medical discharges were granted for a total of 954,294. The beaches and hotels of Cayo Santa Maria will host the third Gaviota Destinations International Tourist Exchange from December 7 to 12, which will be attended by 700 tour operators from around the world. The Paraiso Hotel, some 100 kilometers from Santa Clara to the center of Cuba, will be the main host to the event, which will also host travel agents, airlines, press media, and retail agencies. Carlos Manuel Camilo, delegate Gaviota Tourism Group SA in the territory, highlighted the third tourism exchange event is an opportunity to show that Gaviota is committed to an excellent service, always in the hands of companies such as Gaviota Tour, Transgaviota, Marinas Gaviota, and AT Commercial, which guaranteed the success of the operation. And in the international agenda, we have that the ruling Bolivian Party movement towards socialism, political instrument for the sovereignty of the peoples, became the most important political actor of the 21st century, published Sunday local media. Born in the defense of Mother Earth, and with many lives shed in 25 years, this organization shows its strength in actions such as the March for the Homeland, added the Bolivian Information Agency, ABI, based on interviews with personalities. The governing entity showed in a march last week the organic unity of the social organizations and of the militants, not only of the mass, but of the process of change, declared the Deputy Minister of Coordination with Social Movements, Juan Vilca. The affirmation that the mass is the most important political actor of the 21st century is demonstrated by its victory in 4 elections with an absolute majority of votes, according to political analyst Fernando Mayorga. Meanwhile, far-right activists in Peru seek U.S. support for the vacancy of President Pedro Castillo, according to versions of the local press released in Lima 2 days before the preliminary debate on the issue in Parliament. The reports agree that as of tomorrow and for 3 days, Rafael Rey, former director of the central bank and member of the Catholic sect Opus Dei, will fulfill this mission among other far-right wing business people who deny Castillo's ruling. According to the newspaper La Republica, the Inter American Institute for Democracy, IID, an extreme right-wing body based in the city of Miami, sponsored the visit and arranged visits by Peruvian visitors to North American politicians. Recently, IID held a forum on the first 100 days of the Castillo government attended by extreme right opponents of the president, and in which it was said that the only solution in Peru is to empty the government and go to a presidential election. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.